row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rain come tumbling.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey. Welcome back to In the Garden. It's been a long time since we've heard from our host, Shar Shar. How does your garden grow?
Hello, everyone. Well, it's under a fresh blanket of that white stuff, but, you know, due to some afternoon thawing, we've got a lot of spongy ground out there, but it's exciting. Spring is just around the corner, and we're happy to be back, aren't we, Kelly?
It is. It is so good to be back, and we are so excited to kick off another year, another season, another opportunity to have a great conversation. Char's got her coffee. I've got my water. We're all set. And we're going to be talking this season about so many different topics. We're going to have top tips. We're going to tell you how you can share on social media. We're going to tell you what to listen for, how you can add to the conversation as well. And we're just looking forward to talking about things green and growing on In the Garden. And we'd like to thank, first of all, our sponsors who have come back again this year and said that this is a program that we value and we want people to listen to. And we sure hope that you support them as well. Well, Shar, it's been a long, cold winter and it's not quite over yet. But let's start in with, tell us what we can look forward to this season.
Well, we have a lineup of topics that I think will interest quite a few people. It may not be everybody's cup of tea, but we thought we'd just throw a few topics out there. We have different types of gardening methods. That's coming up. Hydroponics is like going to be one of our shows. And we have gardening with pallets. I think Kelly researched into pallets. And
in fact, I'm building right now. I'm collecting and building right now.
Wow. But yeah, we've got a lot of different topics that we could probably get into here in a few minutes. So I'll give you a rundown on that. And but first, I thought maybe we should introduce ourselves and let people know who are those two gals talking about gardening on the radio.
Well, I'd be happy to. My name is Kelly Casey, and I come from a long line of gardeners. And as we've discussed in years past, it wasn't always just to grow something pretty. It was to have something to eat. And I came from a large family, and everybody had to take turn pulling weeds and planting, although I must say that my grandmother and grandfather did the bulk of it, and they all had full-time jobs as well, and in the evening they would be out with a hoe. And I remember Grandpa's tomato cans. He would collect them from the factory he worked at, and he would take the lid and turn it up, and he would use those cans for years and years. And all I can think of now is those rusty old cans, but they were a preservative for the tomatoes to keep them in kind of a protective state until they grew up past that, and so they could start them a little earlier.
And it worked too.
It worked too. The things that worked back then. So I've taken a lot of those ideas. I didn't work very hard, I must say, as a kid, but I'm working a lot harder as an adult to try to make a fruitful garden. I love gardening. I love plants. I worked in a greenhouse for several years. I ran a flower store. I've done a lot of things that have my fingers in the dirt. So, and my mom has a gorgeous garden. She is in southern Minnesota, and she has a gorgeous garden that has a standing invitation to anyone who wants to come and look through. She'd be more than happy to tell you about all of her species and how to plant and where to relocate and how to keep things from being invasive. So I've learned a great deal at the foot of my family. How about you, Shar?
Well, almost a ditto to yours. I grew up in a family that they were all farmers, and we grew plants in the garden for food. That was where we got our meals from. So big background in growing plants for our dinner table. Mm-hmm. And when I was little, Mom and Dad were wonderful gardeners. And when I was little, my mom gave me the opportunity to pick my own garden patch. And I've mentioned this before, but yep, it was up to me to pick a spot. And of course, in the spring, when the leaves on the trees haven't fully leafed out, I picked a spot in the grove. Well, you know what happens when the trees start putting out their leaves? The shade takes over. Needless to say, and this was her intent purposely, to have me find out what works and what doesn't work, but my garden didn't do so well that year. Too much in the shade. But it taught me a big lesson. Plants need light. Things like that. And so I did a lot of chores in the garden. We had a huge potato patch, had to pick the potato weevils and bugs off the potato plants, things like that. But another thing, this is told to me from relatives. When I was 2 years old, my eldest sister was married, and they left me kind of unattended. And where did they find me? They found me in the parson's garden pulling up his radishes and onions. So I'm thinking the garden bug was hitting then. And then also, another thing I don't remember, but another future brother-in-law grew a cactus. Now, I'm suspecting these were the prickly pear cacti. And I pulled the spines off of the cacti. So you see where my gardening bent was going? It was starting at a young age. But I just, I've always loved gardening, and both Kelly and I are not master gardeners, but we are masters of our own garden, aren't we?
We sure are. And that evolves, as do we, as does our conversation each and every week. And we hope that you'll tune in. We're always on Wednesdays, and you can always listen to us right here on this station. So, Char, as we plan, we're going to be on every Wednesday from now until Thanksgiving. There's a lot of topics, and especially in Minnesota, there's a lot of seasonal ups and downs that we'll go through. Everything from weather to pests, and everything from the amount of water we get to the amount of heat or lack thereof. And that will all depend on the topics that we're going to cover. Right. Why don't we take a look at some of those topics and things that you can look forward to. And once again, by social media, you can also check in with us on Facebook and Twitter, and maybe add to our conversations, suggest some topics or some things that you might want to know. We won't have time to answer specific questions on the air, but we'll be happy to with our Facebook and Twitter feed. All right, Char, what are some of the topics we're going to tackle?
All right. Well, early on, I'd like to address some of the things you'll need to know, like at the moment, for instance, in your garden, if you're planning the garden, different methods of gardening. And in our next program, we'll address some of those, but also a whole program on hydroponics. This is kind of a new thing. Hydroponics is growing with water and in various different vessels or containers. So very interesting. It's kind of a new thing. Growing with pallets. We mentioned that Kelly is going to be doing that in her own garden, so that is also another show, or part of another show. Soil. I tell you, you can't stress the importance of what kind of soil, dirt you're using, and we're going to talk about soil in one of our programs as well. Oh, last year, what worked, what didn't work, and going along with that, what is new for this year as far as bulbs, plants, vegetables, flowers, things like that. We're going to do specific shows on things such as geraniums, the onion or allium family, coleus. I think you're all familiar with coleus, the shade-loving plant. Textures in a garden. Along with textures, that same program will probably do fragrance in the garden, if you're looking for that. Speaking of fragrance, I'd like to do a program on lavender. Lavender is such a unique plant, and what you can do with lavender is just fun and amazing. Tools. Everybody should know what kind of tools works, what's easy for your hands, for people with bad backs, things like that. And in the early stages, too, we want to mention something very interesting, a salsa garden. If you're big into salsa, there's certain things you need to plant to have the ingredients for that. Just a fun show, I think it will be. Perennial color palettes. garden pests. We always have to have some negativity in the garden, and that would be pests, from creepy crawlies to four-legged furry critters. So we'll talk about that. Shrubs. We'll do a couple of shows on shrubs. There are just oodles and oodles of varieties of shrubs, and we have not done that before. Flower arranging. I happen to know the lady across from me is big on flower arranging. I know a little bit about it too, but I think she's going to have a great deal to say about that. Evergreens. We all love our evergreens if we have a yard large enough to support, you know, deciduous and evergreen. Clematis. What's new in the world of clematis? There's a lot going on in that area. And here's a favorite of mine, one I've done in the past, whiskey barrel water gardening. That's a fun one. And seed saving. I've got a homemade idea for a seed packet in that particular show. But interspersed throughout these, I haven't finished them all. Towards the end of the season, we'll get into like holidays and Thanksgiving recipes and so on and so forth. But interspersed throughout the year, we'd like to do some location spots too. And we're allowing enough room that when Kelly explains some of our Facebook features, we'd like to have our listeners maybe give us some topics that they would like us to hear that aren't being covered perhaps. So there you have just a snippet of what we might be talking about in the future.
Well, what we're talking about might be something that's on your mind, and if it is, contact us on the KDWA Facebook page and just mention In the Garden. You can also look on that page for a lot of photos and links to our sponsors, and they're always willing to help. Local sponsors make all the difference because you can actually go and walk through their greenhouses or walk through their lots and find the thing that you're looking for. You can ask them information and they're happy to give it to you. Even if you're not ready to buy that day, they're a wealth of information, and we thank them so much for being on board with In the Garden again this year. You know, Char, when we were talking about some of the topics of our shows, I keep thinking, my mind keeps racing. It's such a short season, and it might not seem that way, but as we go through each of our shows, I always have so much more to say, and so we're going to flesh out our Facebook page and our Twitter feed with some of those top tips that we may have missed during the shows.
Right.
All right, and I would also encourage people to enjoy the conversation and then add to it and share it with your friends.
That sounds like a great idea. So the address is just on the KDWA website, mm-hmm. correct? So that they can do their input or like us.
All right. Mm-hmm. I hope they will like us.
I hope
and then,
they will
And
too.
Then I also hope that they will share photos or some of their success
yes.
stories. We'll be happy to publish them there. Then also, if you're listening to In the Garden, which is every Wednesday, right. you can also find it on the KDWA.com webpage, and you can also listen later when they provide that in the archive. So we're working on that right now, so a lot of great ways to stay in touch. And you know, Char, that gardening is the most popular hobby in the United States. It ranges everything from a small porch pot to a giant sprawl of organic
Absolutely.
Gardening. So it depends on what people have in mind for gardening, and it can be as easy or complicated as you want to. You can spend as much time or as little time enjoying things that are green and growing.
And if I could just add, too, with so much concern about cleanliness in vegetables, what better way than to grow your own vegetables, your lettuce, any of the green beans? Did you know that the minute you pick any of that from the garden, it starts losing nutrients right away? So what better way to grow your own vegetables in your own garden, whether it's container or in ground? You're getting the freshest possible, filled with nutrients and vitamins, vegetables that you can.
One thing I must say, too, is that kids love growing things.
Yes, they do.
I will remember very well bringing home, and my son bringing home, I think every generation has done that, in a little Dixie cup.
Yes.
They've started seeds at school
at
and then
school.
Brought them home, and it was either a flower or a tomato plant or something. And kids are fascinated with the process of growing, and I think that kids should be exposed to that, because Absolutely. Then they don't think that the only place to get a vegetable is at your local grocery store.
That's right. Good point. I know our kids did that too, with bringing home plants that they had grown in school, and that is the best way. And it starts a lifelong hobby that way sometimes. So
it does. And you know, gift certificates are always the best birthday, anniversary, yes. wedding gift. Any of our local sponsors that have gardening supplies, you know, you can never have enough. Just that, I found such great tools. And one of those things that we all love is a coffee table book or a garden magazine or something, yes. subscription. So people, even though you don't get your fingers dirty, you can enjoy gardening by right. listening to us or by looking through some of those resources as well. I will say too, I'd like to add to one of our shows by saying favorite things that you found. And if you'd like to submit some of the favorite, you know, tools or ideas that you found, we'd like to highlight those, and we'll provide a link as well. So I think this year's In the Garden is going to be a lot more interactive, and we hope that you'll contribute to it. We've got time for just a couple more tips, but you know, speaking of tips, do you have a top tip for us?
Well, it's not so much a tip, but more of a goal of Kelly's and mine, that to have our enthusiasm, our excitement, and our love of gardening shine through in the Garden broadcast this year. And that's my goal. So not so much of a tip for today, but that's my goal.
I think that's a wonderful goal, and it is mine as well. I really enjoy getting together every week and finding out what you know and what we know and what we don't know.
I agree. I think it's fun, and I hope the listeners will participate this year.
I hope they will, too. Well, before we go, I want to ask you just something springy. What is your first true sign of spring?
The first true sign of spring would have to be the pussy willows that start to mound out, and you can see the little catkins is what they call them, the little fuzzy parts of the pussy willows starting to come through, and they are doing that right now.
Well, mine is mud. And if any of you have animals, and if you have a yard of any kind, you will understand that spring means mud. But mud is also dirt, so it all works out.
It does.
Really, my favorite thing of spring is the Cardinals call.
Oh,
and I
yes.
always think of spring as being a time of rebirth, a time, yes. and also a time to try something new.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we hope that you have enjoyed our introduction to In the Garden. Once again, you can connect with us on KDWA.com, also on KDWA's Facebook page, and look for our frequent photos and posts and links, and be happy to share your gardening with us. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Kelly Casey.
And I'm Shar Shar. Bye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Shar Shar. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening, thanks to these fine sponsors.